Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Welcome back to Cashing In. And you know who I'm with? I'm here with somebody that's going to be running for president. I like to call him TJ Miller. But he's running for president. He goes under the name Pemberton. And he'll be running in 2020 to raise awareness for his campaign. He's going to be singing periodically and doing it.
Pemberton Bottle Sticks 2024.
There it is. Yeah, Pemberton, thank you for being back on the show, Tej. And I'll call you Pemberton during this. But you're going to be running for president. I see you're doing a headstand to raise awareness for your campaign.
I guess, man. What I'm telling you is I am so – I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know this.
A lot of your head.
Yeah. I want to tell you that I am – because you seem to be upside down on this entire issue. But I want to tell you that I am not only trying to raise awareness for Pemberton Bottle Sticks and election in 2024 – I am also wanting to raise awareness for how I want to, basically, I want us to bring one of the main things that Pemberton is running for, the platform that he's running on, I should say, is he really wants it to be, and these are his words, not mine, I want it to be legally prohibited for anyone to use the phrase pop a chub, to pop a half a chub or a chub.
It's a good thing to run.
Well, it's just he's sick of it. He doesn't want people referring to erections and the achieving of a half erection as popping a chub. I agree with him. I think, honestly, I think it's disgusting.
Think it's what really about pop a wheelie? Is that a good
thing? Popping a wheelie is fine. I think his main problem, or, you know, pop an excitement, pop a. I don't want to be gross about it, but if the female genitalia, the male genitalia, that's fine. Talk about those things. Be open about them. Yeah. But to call a half erection a chubby, it's just
wrong.
It's just wrong.
But this is a better. I think this is a better slogan than your last.
I don't know why. You know, there are very few things in my life that really seem so ridiculous that they make me laugh out loud. But I will never forget when I found out from someone that they used to say, I popped a chubby. Who would ever say such a thing? Who would refer to their own erection as a chubby?
Don't they also say, I pitch in a tent in my pants?
Yeah.
Don't people say
that? Well, some people, yeah. But I mean, a lot of them end up camping a lot, which is, I think, what happened to you.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, in 2016, your slogan was two snaps and a butt slap. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Two snaps and a butt slap. And this year it's going to be don't say pop a chub.
You can't prove it.
We've got bumper stickers made We had a slight problem with the printing. It was going to be expensive to put the word "say" in there.
Yeah.
So the bumper stickers just say "Don't pop a chub." Penderson Stuttlebix 2024. Because they also missed
you're
the
also name, selling,
but we already got.
You're also selling polar fleeces too, and that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, we decided. We thought, what better way to stop people from saying "pop a chub"?
Pop a chub, yeah.
See, when you say it, it makes me. It's just so
the old ridiculous. Pop a chub campaign.
It's such a ridiculous sort of approach. So that's the main platform. Is we're really trying to.
I'll be honest. That's something I've never said until now. I never said that.
I would never say it. Who would say it? Who could possibly, in their right mind, go, you know? And then Mrs. Forrester, the elementary school teacher, walked by me, and I popped a chub.
You know what? Something else.
So crazy.
You know what else I've never done? I really have been wanting to talk to you about this. And before I go into the forest, I wanted to ask you about this.
Please do.
I've never used an emoji yet. I haven't done it yet.
You really haven't?
Never, not one time.
Wow.
And it's hard because I actually think it seems like it would be so useful and I want to use an emoji.
It's by principle.
But since I haven't done it, it feels like I'm breaking the seal and I should just hold out and be a emoji virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm typing some things to you like you have a weird butt and emoji virgins and pussies. That's what I just wrote.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought the whole reason to send me a chat on this thing is
to not talk about it. Yeah. Exactly.
Why didn't you just say it?
I just announced those things.
Should I just
say it? You know what? I want them to go down on record. I want it to be on record.
Yeah.
So
you're very efficient now that you're running for office. But I mean, it's so useful. The emojis, they seem so useful, and I'd really like to use them. But I feel like I've held out for so long. I feel like I can't give in. Now I'm thinking I might start using them with you since you were in the emoji movie.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine to do.
Would that make things weird?
I'll send one to you right now.
It feels too momentous. It feels too momentous. Like, which emoji do you use? It's almost like losing your virginity. When is the right time to use your first emoji? I've never used one. I'm being very serious. Have you ever seen me use one? Ever?
Yeah,
it's going to be.
I have never seen. I've never seen you do it.
Yeah, pretty historic. Well, let's talk about. Or we'll think about that. Let me know
that'd
which
be
one.
Pretty exciting.
Do.
The emoji that I've been using lately is the abacus. Is the emoji that I've been using.
I like getting emojis.
Here's what you should do is you should use it to just have it be a strange response. Like somebody will text me and sometimes I'll just pick a strange emoji and send it back.
Okay.
And that'll be what kind of the thing.
Here's my fear. I think I'm afraid I'll like it so much. I'll become emojiholic and I'll just start just only communicating through emojis. That's it. Never sending texts ever again. Yeah, I think I'm going to like it that much.
Really, you think?
Is that a reasonable fear? What do you think?
I mean, it's an unreasonable fear. It really is. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start our show off with the this. I mean, we haven't done this in a while, but we always like to start the show with a triple
banger lightning round.
Triple banger lightning round.
That's the nasty daddy.
Now, by the time this episode comes out, because we had to log some pods, put them in the bank because I'm going on the road for a little while, the Washington Redskins.
But isn't that weird? You're going on the road, but you're not, you're not going on the road to do comedy. Isn't that strange?
No, that's right. I'm going to be into the forest doing some camping, John Muir Trail type stuff with my kids. I'll let you know how that goes. But here's the thing. The Washington football team, formerly the Redskins, is looking for a new name.
They really are no longer the Redskins?
Yeah, they're no longer the Redskins, that's for sure. And they'll probably have named themselves by the time I come out and you hear this episode. But I have some ideas.
You know what? You should do a betting pool with Wynn and Chance and April and you to what what the new name is going to be. And I'm going to start publishing pictures of your kids on the internet. So I wanted to let you know that before you'll never know because you'll be in the forest. You're going to be off the grid.
Okay. Here it is. You ready? The Washington. Okay. Here's some names for teams that I think they should use more.
Okay.
The Rash. Yeah. Okay. The The food poisoning.
The food poisoning.
Yeah. The chicken pox.
These are all kind of afflictions.
Okay. The thorn in your side. Why is there no team called the thorn in your side?
Well, that's the only one that I've liked so far. I like the thorn in your side.
The Washington gridlock.
Yeah, gridlock's great.
See, those gridlock's are good. Okay. Okay. How about this one? The awkward silence.
That would be a great. Wouldn't that be amazing? The Washington awkward silence. Yeah, that would be amazing.
That's okay. The winner. How about? Okay. No, there's a few
doesn't
more.
Doesn't even matter to me. I mean, I'll listen to them, but none of them can be as good as that.
This is one that I don't even understand why no one's ever used. It makes no sense to me. The cannibals. Why are people so anti-cannibal? People have such a stigma with that.
Yeah, the cannibal's really funny.
I think they get a hard time. I think they get a bad rap. A cannibal at least it repurposes the thing that it kills, right? I mean, isn't it worse to be a murderer?
Right, they're not even eating it. That's like hunting for sport.
It's wasteful, right? I think cannibals have such a bad rap.
You gotta do that on stage. Have you done that on stage? That's really. I mean, no one does anything on stage anymore. But I mean, you know.
All right, I'll put a little star next to it. Now here's one. Hear me out on this. I know you may not like it at first, but the Washington fallopian tubes.
No.
Because they could say they have a great defense. Because it'd be hard to get out of the fallopian tube.
All right.
No.
Yeah. You know what? I'm taking off. I'm gonna get in my truck and take off. I'm getting out of here.
Final moment. That's the final moment of the podcast. One last one. The Moon Wizards.
Yes, I like that. As long as none of you know what my answer is as to which is the best of those.
Yeah. Which one? The awkward silence.
Yeah, you ruined that, by the way, by talking.
Shoot. I'll wait longer.
Anyway, as long as it's not the Washington Chub Poppers, I'm in.
No, Papa Chub. It's Papa Chub. Chub
Poppers. I would refer to him as the Chub Poppers. Let's go,
yeah,
Chub Poppers!
You know what? I wrote all these. I wrote all these ones down and I was excited about them. And it turns out the Chub Poppers, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
I like the Awkward Silence. I think that would be such a great name for better than the cannibals. Because people fear awkward silences more than cannibals, if you think about it. This has been TJ Miller, CBC, Bing Bong.
Drew Meyer, Lightning Round, question two. The shoe cobbler, who also provides peach cobbler, double threat.
That's pretty great. For the win, FTW from the 3-point line, swish, Cash Levy with the shoe cobbling, peach cobbling, double threat. Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, a shoe cobbler, imagine if you went to a shoe cobbler and said, look, my shoe has been, it got... is cobbled? What do they say when somebody gets pummeled? My shoe has been pummeled. Can you cobble it back together? And he says, yeah, I can do it. And in the meantime, enjoy some peach cobbler. And you say, I'm more of a blueberry cobbler guy. And they say, bitch, sit down and enjoy your peaches.
Best name for a shoe store. My left foot.
Nope.
We've got soul.
Okay. I like it.
Or Das Boot.
You just like saying Das Boot.
That's all that was about. We've known each other for too long.
Yeah, maybe Das Boot, I think.
I like
We've Das Got Boot. Soul is good, though. I'm sure there is one that says We Got Soul, yeah.
Do we still have shoe cobblers? I mean, are they around?
You know what they should do is, and I'm going to look this up right now, is somebody, the Soul Man. I'm a Soul Man should be the name of, right? I'm a soul man. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, that's true, though. I mean, soul. I'm a soul man. Shoes. Let's see if it even exists. The Soul Man Footwear Company. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. The Chub Poppers.
just chubbing pops and popping chubs on 96.1 Chub the Pop. It's so ridiculous.
It's the toe boxes.
It's the silliest thing I've ever seen. It's as silly as it's ever been. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Triple anger, landing around, question, auxiliary stuff.
Yeah, I love that nasty auxiliary stuff.
Triple banger auxiliary round.
Things that make you feel old. Driving an RV. Explaining to your kids what a payphone is. Or watching Wheel of Fortune.
My my father-in-law watches Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy every single night. That's part of his routine.
I've done all of those three things in the last month.
And which of those do you think makes you feel old? Wheel of Fortune's really fun to watch.
Okay, I want to talk about Wheel of Fortune in a second, but driving an RV, there's nothing that makes you feel older than driving an RV.
Is that true? No. What was the middle
one? The middle one's explaining to your kids what a payphone is when you see one. I was like, yeah, they're like, what's that? And it was like,
I mean, I guess that would make you feel old, but even you look at a payphone and you're like, wow, that's from another time.
Yeah, remember having a calling card?
I mean, yeah, and I had a pager. I had a beeper.
Oh, me too. When I first started comedy, I was like, people are going to want me to perform quickly.
Just beat me. Yeah. Just hit me on my beeper. Yeah. I mean, my parents would page me. That's so funny. And it was a pretty cool thing. I would like to get a pager, actually. That would be a funny thing to get nowadays.
That would,
you know?
Yeah. That would be kind
of to have a pager and just say, hey, you can page me.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, driving an RV is one of the most emasculating thing a man can do.
Is it really? And I didn't make this joke. I want to hear what you're saying, but you know how you said things that make you look old or feel old. And I thought of things that go bump in the night, and those things don't scare me. What scares me is things that go pop in the night, because then suddenly I can be like, is there a chub? Is there a chub in here? Quick, look under the bed for a chub. How did it happen that I went to college and this is happening? This is what I've become.
Here's what happened. So I
chub popping USA. Days. Chub popping all damn day. So you think an RV, it made you feel old?
Earlier in the summer, my wife was so sick of sleeping in tents that I rented an RV for a few days.
It
was pretty ugly.
Why?
First of all, I backed into a tree pretty early in the process of having. You can't not back into something that's 25 feet long. You can't.
Really?
And then you also have to, there are all kinds of roads you can't go down, dirt roads, and everybody's like, you have to get stressed out about parking each time and these sorts of things.
Really?
And we got the RV and I immediately, it ran off propane. So, you know, like a day or two into the trip, everything had shut down, the fridge and everything.
Really?
So I'm driving and we're going to this national park and they were like, it has to be, as I was driving in the national park, they were like, has to be under 22 feet long to go up this road. How long is your RV?
Really?
And I was like, I guess it's like 20 feet.
It was
25.
Really?
And they were like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah, so I'm going to go. So I'm going up this windy road that I'm not supposed to go up. And I clipped a curb and, you know, the fridge hadn't worked for 2 or 3 days. I clipped a curb.
Really?
And, all of a sudden I hear this explosion and everyone screams and there's just splatter everywhere. And I was like, I've just been hit with my own urine and feces. Like I was just like,
really?
I must have, the entire bathroom must have exploded. And everyone screamed. Turned out the fridge had flown open and a gallon of milk had flown out and exploded.
What?
In the cabin. And it was rotten milk because it had expired because it was completely rotten.
This is from your RV?
Yeah, there's no trip because 3 days I hadn't done anything. I mean, everything had run out at this RV, right?
Yeah.
Everything, right? Everything, like we had no water. We had no, like I ran out of gas at one point. I mean, like you need to really think ahead with these things, right?
Yeah, it's not easy. You can't just get like the two of us, you know, they say, do you want to hire somebody to drive it or do you want to have a driver that comes with the bus, and you've got to get it. It's so hard to dump the.
It's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible. It's impossible to not clip other houses, trees, rocks. I crashed that thing twice in the same place.
Jeez. Really?
I backed into a rock, and the guy at the campsite was like, "Yeah, are you in space 12?" He's like, "Yeah." "Did you hit the rock?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, everybody hits that rock." He's like, "We were going to have that rock excavated because everybody hits that rock." I'm like, "Why don't you go ahead and do that? Because you, like, I'm fucked here."
You know? Were you really? And you rented the RV?
And then not only did I hit the rock, but now the side panel, there's this compartment where you're supposed to store things. It flew open, and it was flying open. I couldn't get it to shut. So now I'm just kicking the shit out of it to shut it, because either way, they're going to have to fix the entire panel. And I'm worried it's going to behead like a motorcyclist that's driving by or something. It's open. It's much wider than the mirror. It's like a big compartment, and it just flies open while I'm driving. And now I'm like, they're going to have to come tow this fucking vehicle up in the mountains at 6,000 feet or wherever we were, because the thing keeps opening. I'm going to fucking sideswipe. I'm going to kill somebody with this thing. And I was just freaking out. Finally, we found somebody. I was kicking the shit out of it. Finally, we found someone to, he gave us some electrical tape, and we just taped the shit out of it. When I gave that RV back, you should have seen the look on their face. There were scratches all over the fucking thing. I mean, the compartment was taped shut. Rotten milk. There's rotten milk inside. I mean, it was just an absolute bloodbath. It was a milk bath.
But wait, so did you get the insurance on it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was $1,500 extra dollars for the deductible, and they needed every bit of that. Because, I mean, I went on this dirt road, and I think I broke something in the, like, underneath.
Are you taking an RV on this month long?
Yeah, my friend's lending me his van. It just has a bath. At least, like, it's really low key.
It has a bathroom in it?
Yeah, a little, like.
It has a van with a bathroom in it.
Yeah, well, like a Class B type thing. They're called Class B RVs.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, they're smaller. Basically, they are tiny, tiny RVs. This one's tiny.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
We'll see what happens. We didn't even use it. We never hooked it up. Like, we never plugged it in or went to an RV park. We were camping the whole time. We never really used it. Basically, it was just a way for me to just fuck up an RV.
Yeah, right.
Take
exactly.
It back. You know that scene in Vacation where, you know, he crashes the car and all the luggage goes off the top? That's basically what I gave them at the. They were the nicest people about the whole
thing. So you are going to have a bathroom, but when you go into the forest with your children and your wife, are you guys still doing the thing where you all are in the same tent?
Tent. Yeah.
You are. And why? You haven't changed?
We're going to backpack. We're going to backpack for a lot of this.
What?
They just seem happiest. The whole family seems happiest when we're out in the wilderness. It's like there's less turmoil. I don't know. The world seems bigger to everybody or something. We're just, at 4 months, we were just, look, I'm not complaining. I know everybody has different challenges that they've faced during this thing, but the family seems to be coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
When I'm in town and I got to take them somewhere, and it's got to be pretty close to free. So.
Wait, so when you go, do you just go to the bathroom in the woods and then you just use toilet paper and leave it?
Not even toilet paper, because that's not good for the environment. You know, you kind of
get a leaf.
Yeah, rocks and leaves, that kind of thing.
It's a rock.
Yeah, you pretty much do. Yeah.
What?
We're going all the way. I'm not carrying, you know, a bunch of toilet paper around.
Can't believe.
I'm sorry. We're primordial people.
It's really unsanitary to wipe yourself with a rock.
Well, here's the beauty of it. It's much more sanitary than the actual real world right now. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, Kate and I, you know, it's not the same at all, but it's really been something.
Because, we can't go anywhere. I know everyone's got different challenges. We can't go anywhere. You can't go inside.
It feels like to me that you don't know that other people have different kinds of challenges.
No, I know everyone's got different challenges.
You say that, but I don't think you really know that different people have different types of challenges.
So you can't feel old in an RV. That's all I'm saying. You feel like a jerk. You're just like hogging the road with this giant house.
Yeah.
And then people are trying to pass you and you're the asshole that has to pull over every 5 seconds. It's just ridiculous. And then you're like, you see certain roads you want to go down and you're like, I can't go down there. Too bad. I've got a giant fucking house I'm driving with a bunch of shit in back.
I like that. You really are driving a house.
Yeah. So anyway, but here's the thing. Watching Wheel of Fortune, we've been doing a lot of that. We're trying to teach the kids to, about spelling and phrases and that kind of thing.
Really?
I had never seen. What'd you say, buddy?
Ants, you know, is really having a tough time with spelling and writing. Wynn wrote me a wonderful thank you note, and he included a joke about what did one helicopter say to the other helicopter? You're a heliflopter, I guess it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But Chance could just, he drew a picture of, I guess, me with either a hunchback or a single breast. That's true. That's what he did.
They were so excited about the, and then they tried to write your address.
They loved the stamp.
And I was about to send it, and I was like, it's not going to get there. Like, this is ridiculous. Their handwriting is so bad. Both of them wrote you on their, like, you know, envelopes, the address, and it looked like it was never going to go anywhere. Okay.
Never going to go anywhere. Well, they love that they have stamps with their picture.
They love, see, Tej sent us stamps with their pictures on it for Father's Day, and it was the greatest gift. And I really, they love it.
I can't believe they discontinued that. I just found out that they have that. And not only would I get those as presents for everybody,
but it's presents.
So what I did is for Kate, I got a lot, like, I mean, 200 or 300 stamps that are just different pictures of the cats, of these
really
brother and sister cats. And so we can send letters to people. I mean, that is the weirdest, dumbest thing to be like, and I put a postage stamp with a picture of a cat. I mean, that's your cat. I mean, it's just, it really
makes sense. Well, I made some right before they discontinued.
No Chub Pop, but.
I was just going to say I made some of Chub Poppings.
That's my fault. I got it. I look back at that with real regret.
Let me just say, in terms of Wheel of Fortune, though, I had never watched it before, and I'm sure this has been covered for the last 30 years, because I kind of zone out when people talk about Wheel of Fortune on stage, and I'm sure everyone out there also is. But Vanna White, is she an essential worker? Because she's not turning the letters anymore. I wouldn't call that essential.
Right. She touches them right now.
Yeah. Why? I don't know what she's doing.
I also don't know why they stopped making the letters so that you could turn them. It's like that was the whole thing. And wouldn't she have felt terrible?
Yeah, wouldn't she?
Wouldn't she have felt horrible if Pat Sajak was like, why not just keep the letters so that you can turn? Is it that much cheaper to make digital? And so I've had a real problem with that. I'm not joking. I remember the real time. I'm serious. I remember the first time seeing her walk over and touch the letter, and then it became became the letter that it was. And I thought, why would you do that to a person? Basically, they keep their job, but they no longer do anything. Yeah. It would be like paying a trucker to sit in an automatic car, which I suppose eventually that'll be the case, that you'll just have a human being who's kind of watching Netflix and whatever. And then in case there's a problem with the truck or it starts to go off the road or something, then they can like click in and be able to drive the truck. But that is just so, that was really upsetting. In fact, I remember when I first saw that, when I first saw Vanna White not turning the square to reveal the letter, but just touch it. I was unable for months, really for months. I was unable to pop a chub, and it was such a chubless summer, and no popping going on. So it was really rough. It was a chubless summer, which is, you know, when you really find something out that's terrible right at the beginning of the summer and you can't pop a chub the entire summer, that's a chubless summer.
It's untenable to be have a chubless
brutal summer. Juice.
Yeah. Brutal juice. My son is saying that all the time now.
Which one? One or the other one?
Oh, both of them. They both say brutal juice. Brutal juice. So is Pat Sajak like Is he the nicest person in America? He seems so friendly. Is that an act?
I have a really dark side. There's got to be
There needs to be a sketch where he's just like doing terrible things to people. He's
a streak of being just a
cannibalism,
just a cokehead, gambling, mean drunk, a really mean drunk.
Is there any sketch where anyone's done that? That seems like a no-brainer.
You're coming up with a lot of good Wheel of Fortune stuff. You know, you said you tune out when people talk about it on stage. I think you've got a good 20 minutes right now on Wheel of Fortune. You should become a Wheel of Fortune comic. Forget these virtual corporate gigs.
Well, I'm trying to.
Just wheel it in.
Wheeling it into the fortune. You know what? I know you have to go pretty soon here.
You got any other good stuff? I mean, I really want to stay on target, and I'd like to do a really, really nice, long, chubby one. But just against your will, I'd start referring to them, and you're like, you want to do a hot, tasty, buttery pot? I'm like, let's do a chubby, just a chubby, chubby popped pot. You know what I mean? Potting a chub.
Let's do one more segment. Then
potting a chub.
Let's do one more segment and then we'll do
on that one. I mean, that is really, instead of popping a chub, potting a chub, this is tough. This is going to be, you know what, honestly, this may be a chubless summer for me for the rest of the summer.
It's like endless summer, chubless summer. That has to be a shirt. I think that's pretty
good. You know what? I'm going to do that on,
put that on the fleet.
I'm going to do that on stage tonight. I'm going to talk about popping a chub.
Oh, and to do the statue thing you were doing on that previous podcast that we did, that's funny.
But what do you mean?
How you're not for toppling statues.
They don't know.
You're for having another statue across the way of a nice person, just like flipping them off and doing something degrading to them. I would do that on stage if I were TJ Miller, aka Pemberton Buttlesticks. I would do that. That's a funny concept. Seriously, do that tonight. Let me know how it goes. It's funny.
I think the only thing I'm going to do tonight is try and tread water, right? Swim instead of sink.
Yeah. Now, it's all going to come back immediately, and you're going to be like shot out of a cannon. You're going to feel so good. I want to do one more thing that I thought was funny. This is, I guess, going to stay in the where were you section. You know, I did a show for a bunch of claims adjusters and claims executives. They had one talk that I watched called Claims Disrupted: How Cannabis, AI, and the Sharing Economy Will Change the Industry.
Really?
And it was fascinating because there's a lot of AI stuff and cannabis stuff. Well, I mean, will robots start, like, are we concerned that robots will start like smoking marijuana and getting lazy? And that was what I took from it.
Hook, line, but not sinker on that one.
You don't want a semi-autonomous car, you know, smoking marijuana and then going through the drive-through window, you know? You want them driving. You don't want them getting you don't come home and your robot is like eating Cheetos on the couch watching Alf, okay?
He's high-watching Alf. Masturbating with Cheeto guts.
I did an Alf reference.
I mean, here's the thing. Nothing makes you feel older than driving an RV except for an Alf reference that your friend then just shoehorns in a fucking Chub Poppin' Cheetos reference.
Uh,